Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalu Tuni. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate the Vizhinjam International Port, India's first semi-automated port, to the nation in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala today. Mr. Modi will also visit the port's operations building and inspect the control systems. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 58,000 crore rupees in Amaravati, Andhra Pradesh today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that the government will not spare anyone involved in the Pahalgam terrorist attack. The Home Minister made these remarks while addressing a gathering in New Delhi yesterday after unveiling a statue of Boro leader Modofa Upendranath Brahma and dedicating a road in his name on the occasion of his death anniversary. Reiterating the government's resolve to uproot terrorism from every inch of the country, Mr. Shah said that the fight against terrorism will continue and that those who have committed this attack will receive a befitting reply.
Narendra Modi ji ke netrutva mein chahe uttar purva ho chahe vampanthi ugravad ka kshetra ho chahe kashmir par padi atankvad ki chhaya ho har cheez ka majbooti ke sath humne jawab diya aur agar koi ek kairana hamla karkar ye samajhta hai ki hamari badi jeet hai to ek baat man se samajh lijiye ye Narendra Modi sarkar hai kisi ko baksa nahi jayega is desh ki inch inch bhumi par se आतंकवाद को मूल समेत उखाड़ने का हमारा संकल्प है और वो सिद्ध होकर रहेगा.
The Union Home Minister added that not only 140 crore Indians but the whole world is standing with India in this fight. India is set to host the Global Media Dialogue for the first time as part of the WAVES Summit today in Mumbai. The event marks a significant milestone in the country's engagement with the global media and entertainment landscape. The dialogue is being organized by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting with support from the Ministry of External Affairs. We have a report.
WAVES, World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit. WAVES, connecting creators, connecting countries. WAVES.
Over 60 countries are expected to participate in the event with delegations from across Asia, Europe, Africa and the Americas. The nations such as Russia, Japan, the UK, Egypt, Saudi Arabia and several others will be represented at the ministerial and senior official levels. The dialogue aims to encourage international collaborations, promote best practices and explore avenues for policy alignment, talent exchange and capacity building in global media space.
Meanwhile, in a landmark moment for Northeast Indian cinema, a panel discussion titled Challenges and Prospects of Cinema in Northeast India was held at the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit WAVES 2025 at the Jio World Centre in Mumbai. The session brought together some of the most prominent voices from the region's film industry to explore its vibrant cinematic landscape. Nagaland Police has issued an alert about a malicious APK file named PM Kisan Yojana, which is reportedly being circulated within the state. In a press release, the state police stated that the file is being distributed at the district and block levels to various individuals and groups. The police cautioned that once the APK file is clicked and installed, the affected user will lose control over their mobile device. The malicious file then automatically spreads to all contacts and groups associated with the victim, particularly on WhatsApp, which it takes control of. The public is strongly advised not to click, download or install the APK file. Additionally, citizens are requested not to share the link and to report any instances of its circulation. The police urge everyone to spread awareness about the threat to ensure broader public safety. In a move to align with the National Education Policy NEP 2020, key stakeholders from Nagaland's Education Department have begun laying the groundwork to shift from rote-based exams to more competency-driven assessment models. The workshop focused on the change management plan of exam reforms was held at the Nagaland Board of School Education NBSE office in Kohima yesterday. Deputy Project Director of NECTAR, Avelu Ruho, emphasized the importance of interdepartmental collaboration in driving exam reforms and commended NBSE's efforts in generating key insights for the reform roadmap. Educational initiatives presented a detailed analysis of the current system and recommended reforms in four areas, such as evaluation practices, inclusive assessments, school-based assessments and paper-setting structures. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.